It's Hump Day from the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. Heath, how's your Wednesday going?
I'm a little bit stressed out right now, Chris.
You're a little bit stressed out. Okay, talk to me. Whenever, I'll be your therapist.
Whenever Mike is here,
yeah,
and there's a split slate,
yeah,
he always requests that we wait until after the first slate has locked.
Yeah.
I generally avoid day slates.
Sure.
But I am participating in the single entry challenge.
Yeah.
And I skipped Monday. So I want
to catch up.
So I'm not skipping this day slate, but it's 1:02. We don't have a Nationals lineup, and they're facing Matt Garza.
He's not good.
He's very bad. So I'm a little bit on tilt. Hopefully it gets better in the next 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I hope it does for you, because we need you here.
I understand.
We need you focused and on point for our 8-game night slate.
Right.
And it's a weird slate.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Like, in my opinion.
Let's take the 30,000-foot view. You tell me what you think about it, and then we'll zoom in.
Okay. In my opinion, there is really one obvious deck and one obvious cash game pitcher.
Okay.
There is also one very good tournament pitcher and two slightly less obvious stacks.
Okay.
And that's pretty much my interest in the slate.
The obvious stack is Boston.
That's not who I was saying.
Okay.
And the reason why, how many players do you think the Red Sox have that are not hurt, that have a WOBA over 330 against lefties this year?
Three.
Two.
Mookie Betts?
No.
Really?
He's at like 308.
Wow. Huh. Xander?
He is, yes, 380.
And Pedroia?
No. He's at like 309.
Huh. David Ortiz?
No.
Hanley?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why, I mean, they are one of my top three stacks.
Okay.
But they were not the team that I thought was the obvious stack.
The St. Louis Cardinals?
No. The Cardinals are bad against lefties.
The...
Maybe it's not that obvious.
I mean, it might be, and maybe I'm just dumb. The Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's not correct. Maybe I'm dumb, Chris.
I mean...
It's possible. But we will get to the top stack later.
Okay.
Do you want to start with the pitchers?
Yeah, we've only got one $10,000 pitcher, but that's not... I mean, Johnny Cueto going against the Rockies, I think it's just a good play.
Like, I think it's by far the best cash game play of the day.
You're talking about a guy who's, you know, still got a 2.57 ERA, still strikeout rate a little down from where it was early in the season, I think, but still very healthy, coming off a 9-strikeout game. He's had at least 40 in 4 of his last 5.
He may have the highest floor of any active pitcher.
Like on the slate today?
No.
Or just in general?
Well, I'm going to say Clayton Kershaw's on the DL, so he's not active.
He's not on
the,
okay.
He has had one start this year where he didn't go 6 innings. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he had a 6-point outing 2 starts ago, but he still went 6 innings.
And he's got at least 5 strikeouts in 8 of his last 10.
Yeah.
So I think you can pretty much write down 6 innings, 5 strikeouts, and then work up from there.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's in Colorado, in AT&T Park. You know, I think that's probably a pretty good matchup overall.
Okay, update to Nationals lineup gate.
Oh, good.
The Nationals lineup did not come in before lock.
Okay, so not really an update.
At some point during the show, we're going to get the Nationals lineup, and one of the two Nationals I played are not going to be in the lineup,
it's
and I'm going
fun.
To throw a fit.
So you have to keep listening, folks.
Yes.
I think the most interesting pitcher on this slate, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, you can tell me if I'm stupid, you can tell me that he's just not interesting at all because he stinks.
Okay.
I think Michael Pineda is the most interesting pitcher on the slate.
Michael Pineda is by far and away, in my opinion, the second best pitcher on the
okay.
slate.
Okay, yeah. He is having a pretty miserable season overall. He's got a 520. Well, overall, he's got a 524
okay.
ERA. He's averaging just over 5 innings per start, getting hit really hard, lots of home runs, lots of strikeouts as well. He's been dominant lately, though.
There are 3 pitchers in baseball over the last 30 days with striking out 12% or 12 batters per 9 and ERA under 3.
Okay.
Kershaw, Scherzer, Pineda.
Just like we all expected.
The
big three.
He's the ultimate tournament play.
Yes.
Because he could suck.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be that surprising.
No, although if you look at the game logs, the last eight, going backwards from the most recent, 51, 39, 34, 36, 38, 2, and 39. He's actually been really consistent lately.
That's true.
He's got the high strikeout floor. That's what helps. You know, he's got at least six and six of those eight. He's got at least eight and five of those eight.
Right.
He's a very good strikeout pitcher. He's got the slider that's been one of the best swing and miss pitches in baseball this season.
There is a good chance that Johnny Cueto and Michael Pineda are the only two pitchers I use.
Okay. I think those are going to be the two most popular pitchers for sure.
Yeah. And then the other guy that I might use might be the least popular pitcher.
Huh. Ian Kennedy?
No chance. Ian Kennedy, fun fact.
That's when you said least popular, that's why I went to Ian Kennedy.
Shelby Miller.
We'll talk about him later. Or you'll see later.
He's in your lineup?
Yes.
Wow. I wouldn't use him on FanDuel.
I have a Shelby Miller lineup. He's only 6,900 on FanDuel.
On DraftKings,
he's 4,600. He's super cheap, yes. But he's got a good matchup against San Diego. He's
bad.
He's been really bad this season. Hasn't really been much better since coming back from the DL. He had the one good start against Philadelphia. Then at Colorado, you can give him a break for that.
Okay.
At Coors Field and then home against the Giants. That's also a tough matchup.
Okay.
So I'm going to say the guy we saw against Philadelphia is the real deal.
Okay, well, I will say that Philadelphia is closer to San Diego than the Giants. And it's not closer geographically, obviously. But Miller will be in my DraftKings lineup.
Yeah, he is 69 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings. And he's got a good matchup. And really, the rest of the pitchers, there aren't many. I mean,
Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright against Texas. Stephen Wright has been just consistently terrific this season, although he's coming off a bad start, right? Two bad starts.
Yes.
So maybe the wheels are falling off.
The magic dust may be wearing off.
I think there's one other obvious tournament play, and he's only $100 off from Michael Pineda, so Drew Smyly going against the Angels.
My problem is that what you're hoping for with Drew Smyly is he strikes a bunch of guys out. Yeah. The Angels don't strike out.
Sure. I mean, they don't.
Right.
But I think he's someone that can get you eight strikeouts, even against this lineup. And you're just hoping that he doesn't give up too many home runs to Mike Trout.
Okay.
I would say Michael Pineda is a much better play, but if you were going to have the same lineup, I think it would make sense to throw one with Drew Smyly out there just in case Michael Pineda gets bombed.
Okay.
Are there any other pitchers you would even consider playing?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, going down in price, we've mentioned the top four. Then you've got Jaime Garcia against Pittsburgh. Pretty good matchup right now. Pittsburgh's offense stinks right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Gregory Polanco and Andrew McCutchen are both under 3,000 right now.
I don't think that's going to last.
I don't either.
I, in fact, have McCutchen in my lineup.
Me too.
So there we go.
You've got Mike Fiers, another tournament-only play. He's going against Seattle. That's a team that could really do some damage against him. Mm-hmm. Martin Perez, you said the Red Sox aren't good against lefties. I still wouldn't play him.
No, I don't. Again, I'm not saying they're not. Like, they'll score some runs. It's just hard to know which ones to pick.
Yeah. Marcus Stroman, just really disappointing this season. Hasn't been very good. The one thing about him, I guess, is you can feel pretty confident he's going to go deep into a game.
Yeah, I would think so. Although that's like,
it hasn't been the case lately.
He has to get very fortunate, because a guy that doesn't strike anybody out against a team that doesn't strike out, there are going to be a lot of balls in play.
Yeah, well, I think it's more he has to not be unfortunate.
See, I don't know. When you look back at his good year, his BABIP was really low, right?
Yes.
So if the Royals have a 315 BABIP on balls in play, I wouldn't say that's unlucky.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't strike anybody out and they've got a 315 BABIP, they're going to score some runs just because of sequencing.
That's fair.
I mean, they might not. They could get one hit every inning.
Yeah.
And then it'd be okay for him.
So the fact that we don't like many of the pitchers should be some good stacking options tonight.
Yeah, I don't love the stacking options. It's like the obvious one I thought was the Astros.
Yeah.
Against Wade LeBlanc.
Yes.
Wade LeBlanc has had two quality starts this season already in his only two starts. He is a bad pitcher.
Dominant.
He's thrown like 400 innings in the major leagues.
Sounds to me like he's a quality pitcher.
And he's struck out six batters per nine.
Yep.
With an ER or a FIP close to five.
And that's with a lot of time spent as a reliever.
Right. So he's not good, definitively, I feel like.
I agree.
So the Astros would be my top stack. The Red Sox are in there. And then...
I actually like the other side of that Astros game. The Mariners going against Mike Fiers. They've got some really good left-handed batters. They've got some guys who have a lot of pop.
Right.
So I would look at Kyle Seager, Robinson Cano, Seth Smith, and Nelson Cruz from that one. Who else?
The other thing I think people might shy away from the Blue Jays because Ian Kennedy's like, he's not generally the type of pitcher you stack against. But
with this lineup,
Kennedy has thrown three times this year in stadiums that have a park factor for home runs over 105.
Okay.
Which the Rogers Center does.
Yeah.
It was Yankee Stadium, Philadelphia, and Chicago. He's given up 17 runs in 17 innings and 8 home runs.
He gives up a lot of home runs.
Right.
A 1.74 home runs per nine last season. He's right around the same range this season. He just gives up a lot of home runs.
Yes.
He has a... Does he have an ISO against of 194? Is that... I don't know. Healthy strikeout rate, decent walk rate, but he just... He always struggles with the home runs, and that makes him a good pitcher to stack against with this Blue Jays team because we know that's what they do. They hit dongs.
Yes, they do.
Any other teams that you would stack?
I don't like. I think what you said about the Cardinals. I mean, Jeff Luck's bad, so I could still see putting together like a Holiday, Piscotty,
Aledmus
type stack. Although Aledmus, I'm afraid some of the polish is coming off of him. Maybe not. I mean, he's been decent. And maybe you go with the Diamondbacks. Jake Lamb's really expensive.
Yeah, they're going against Colin Ray for the Padres. They're at Chase Field, so you would think it's a pretty good matchup for them.
Right.
What about the Yankees against Miguel Gonzalez? Is there any interest in that at Chase or U.S. Cellular?
Boy, I caught a lot of heat about this yesterday.
They scored runs.
Yes, on the road against the left-handed pitcher.
Against the left-handed pitcher. I think they were up like 6-0 after four innings, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. My best lineup yesterday scored like 175 points with Carlos Rodon.
That's disappointing for you.
Yes, it is disappointing.
It's okay. I had Taijuan Walker yesterday.
Yeah, he was worse.
It didn't work out.
No, he was probably about the same.
Yeah, they were both bad. I think they both finished with about 12.
Yeah, I just building my DraftKings lineup actually as we talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Ellsbury and Gardner both in there.
Okay.
I think Mike may have a little something for us on the Yankees as well.
I would imagine so. We'll have his Dong Chasers pick in a moment, but first.
Yes.
Do you have some BVP for me?
We don't have a lineup today.
No.
But I do want...
Because of the shorter slate, it's harder to get the BVP?
No,
because... And you're not a man of your convictions.
Right. So I'm just going to give you the top BVP plays of the day.
All right.
We'll go a little bit different here. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Tulo is...
Who had awful BVP yesterday.
And donked. So did Josh Donaldson. I guess that's where we should start. Because on this day slate, Anthony Rizzo is 1-for-17 in his career against Anthony Desclafani. He's going to dong today. Fade or do on the night slate, Chris. Mark Teixeira, 1-for-16 with 8 strikeouts against Miguel Gonzalez.
Fade.
Okay. Giancarlo Stanton, 2-for-10 with 4 strikeouts against Jacob deGrom. That's on the day slate.
Okay.
Mike Trout, 2-for-11 with 4 strikeouts against Drew Smyly.
Play.
And if he's back in the lineup and healthy. Okay, now here we go. At catcher, a cheap catcher option that I looked at, Yadier Molina, 3-for-17 against Jeff Luck.
I will play. I would play him at that price.
Okay. As far as the good BVP plays of the night, Jason Wirth is in a day game. Brian McCann, 4 for 14. It's so hard to do this on these split slates. Brian McCann, 4 for 14 with 2 dongs against Miguel Gonzalez.
There you go.
Miggy Cabrera, 8 for 22 with a dong against Josh Tomlin.
Okay.
That's a day game.
That's a day game.
Andrew McCutcheon, 4 for 11 against Jaime Garcia. Do you see why we didn't have a stupid BVP lineup today, Chris?
Why don't we just move on?
Something that'll make me happier.
Let's just move on to dong chasers. This is, you know, you were 0 for 20 on BVP picks, so it's only right that we move on to dong chasers.
Yes, where I'm also 0 for 20?
Where you're 0 for your last 20.
And have you caught me yet?
No.
Okay.
So good for you.
Thanks.
Is it not quite? No, you're 0 for your last 19. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
You said 20. It's been 20 days since you last donged. Fair. Your last dong was Bryce Harper on June 16th. Might have been the last Bryce Harper dong. Things aren't going well for you.
No, Chris, they're not. But thanks for pointing that out. I can always count on you to do that.
Yes. Mike, still on the board, has not donged since last Thursday. So we're all...
No one has, right?
Yeah, we're all stinky right now.
Today, Mike, today would be a full week without dongs from the Dong Chaser segment. It'd be 7 full days with all 3 of us going over.
No, it'd be 6. This would be 6 days.
Okay, so he donged on Thursday.
Yeah.
And today's Wednesday. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this would be day 6. Carlos Beltran is Mike's pick. He's a $3,500 player. I'm just going to go with Mike Trout going against Drew Smyly. I know you said he doesn't have good BVP numbers. I will go with the fact that Mike Trout's one of the best power hitters in baseball. Drew Smyly is the most fly ball prone hit pitcher in baseball. Gives up a ton of home runs. I'm going to go ahead and say the BVP doesn't matter there.
Okay. How much?
4,100.
4,100. I am going to go with Andrew McCutcheon.
Wow.
2,800 against Jaime Garcia.
Andrew McCutcheon against maybe the most extreme ground ball pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, not tonight.
But for 2,800, you know, you can't beat that price.
You could pick somebody cheaper.
Or somebody better.
In fact, I think our listener pick for today is actually cheaper.
Okay, let's hear that.
I'm not sure that he's better.
Okay.
It's Michael Bourne.
Okay.
Who is 2,200.
That's a nearly bottom price player.
Yes, and that is going up against Colin Ray.
He's bad.
He is very bad. And I was going to say, it's from O'Randy.
O'Randy, here we go.
Good job,
O'Randy.
All right,
Michael Bourne. So Mike Trout for me, Carlos Beltran for you, for Mike, and Andrew McCutcheon for you. I hope it works out for you.
No, you don't.
I'm pulling for you.
I should just go back to Michael Saunders.
We both missed. The Blue Jays hit 4 dongs yesterday.
Yes.
We picked 2 Blue Jays. None of them donged. And Mike picked someone who got hurt. Banner day for dong chasers yesterday. You have a lineup?
I have 2 lineups.
Let's hear one of them.
On FanDuel, I'm going with Johnny Cueto.
Sure.
Buster Posey's only 3,200 against Jorge De La Rosa.
Against a bad lefty.
Hanley Ramirez.
Yep.
Jose Altuve.
Wow. This is going to be a really boring lineup segment.
Kyle Seager.
This is going to be a really boring lineup segment.
Andrew McCutcheon.
No. Okay.
Ezekiel Carrera.
Do you have a shortstop?
Jordy Mercer.
Okay.
Andrew McCutcheon. Ezekiel Carrera. Michael Bourne.
So, no, not that boring.
Okay.
Once you get past the first 4 hitters, we're totally different. I'm going with Shelby Miller. It'll be a tournament lineup.
Okay.
Buster Posey as my catcher, Hanley Ramirez, Jose Altuve, Kyle Seager, Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Nelson Cruz, and Andrew McCutcheon.
Who was your pitcher?
Shelby Miller.
Okay. That's how you were able to get more good hitters than me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I saved about $3,000.
And so you upgraded Mercer, Bourne, Carrera to Bogaerts, Trout.
And Betts.
And Betts.
Or Cruz.
Cruz.
Yeah.
Against a righty. He did homer off of a bad lefty yesterday.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's why you go with your process over the result. You go with Nelson Cruz versus a bad lefty every single time, Heath.
I'll be interested in what you think.
You would have donged like six times
yeah.
in the last 3 weeks if you had just gone with Nelson Cruz versus bad lefties.
That would be nice. On DraftKings.
Okay.
I think you're going to like this lineup.
Okay, let's hear it.
Johnny Cueto and Shelby Miller are my pitchers.
Good start.
Molina.
Okay.
Hanley. Yonhervis Solarte at second.
I like any time we can say Yonhervis.
And we have a hitter against our pitcher. Donaldson.
There you go.
Bogarts. Brett Gardner. Jacoby Ellsbury. Stephen Piscotty.
Okay, there you go.
Do you realize how good Stephen Piscotty's been against left-handed pitching?
I did not.
He has absolutely mashed. He's 4,600 on DraftKings, 3,600 on FanDuel. And he has absolutely destroyed lefties this year.
I had him in my lineup originally, and then I switched to Mookie Betts, so maybe I'll just make the switch back.
I mean, if you're just looking at the small sample size of 2016...
Because he didn't have big splits last year, I'm pretty sure.
Stephen Piscotty is a better hitter versus left-handed pitchers than is Mookie Betts.
Okay.
According to this season.
Okay.
Do you want to know what his splits against
lefties are this year? I would
love to know what his splits are this year. He's hitting .347.
That's good.
Against lefties. He has an on-base percentage of .467.
Yeah.
And a .600 slug.
Those all sound pretty good.
Yes. And I think he's had a fairly large sample size of plate appearances against them. 92.
Pretty good.
It's not bad. So, yeah.
I might have to get Stephen Piscotty in my lineup.
I think you should. I should admit. And he did hit .322 against him last year.
Okay. Well, he was good against everyone last year, right?
Yes. Just yeah. better against lefties.
Okay. So I was remembering wrong on that. Stephen Piscotty is a guy with a bit of a platoon in his advantage. So that works out. You should play him tonight against bad Jeff Locke. Heath.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Tyler Glasnow Day. Are you excited?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
So the answer is pretty much always no on a Thursday. And we still don't have a Nationals lineup. So I'm not really that excited.
You can't look forward to tomorrow until you know what you're getting today.
Exactly. That's the way the saying goes.
Words to live by. For Heath Cummings, I'm Chris Towers. We'll see you tomorrow.